Review of Uniform Residential Appraisal Report. Property values. The appraiser's determination whether the property value is 1. Increasing, 2. Remaining stable, or 3. Declining. Demand/supply. This market indicator estimates whether 1. There is a shortage of marketable properties in the area, 2. There is a balance between the area's supply and demand, or 3. There is an oversupply of marketable properties in the area. Marketing time. The appraiser verifies the area's listings and sales records to determine how long it is taking to sell properties. 1. Under 3 months. 2. Between 4 to 6 months. Or 3. Over 6 months. A marketing time of over 6 months may be problematic, as it indicates a slow market that creates a drag on property values. One-unit housing. The range of market values and building ages for comparable properties in the area. Ideally, the property's appraised value should fall within this range. Present land use percent, an estimate of how the neighborhood's parcels are currently improved and developed. 1. Single family. 2. Properties with 2 to 4 units. 3. Multi-family apartments. 4. Commercial. 5. Industrial. Or 6. Vacant. Neighborhood boundaries. The neighborhood's geographical boundaries must be described. The appraiser will usually identify the streets or landmarks that make up the property's boundary. Neighborhood description. This is a narrative entry that includes a general discussion of the type of homes in the neighborhood and how well the typical property is being maintained. Market conditions. This includes a narrative that cites some examples that support the neighborhood information provided by the appraiser. Site description. The property's site is described. The site appraisal section provides the following categories of information. Lot dimension. The dimensions will be listed here. Area. The appraiser indicates the size of the property in square feet or in acres. Some lenders limit the allowable site size. Shape. The lot may be square, rectangular, irregular, or any number of possibilities. View. If the view of the property adds or detracts from its relative market value, the appraiser must provide a description of the view amenity. This might include items such as lakes and golf courses. Zoning classification. The local zoning classification of the property is indicated in this entry. Illegal use would be a problem requiring additional research and explanation. Highest and best use for the property. The appraiser should indicate the present use would be the best use for the property. There may be exceptions, which could be a problem for a lender. Utilities. The main utilities are identified. Electricity, gas, water, sanitary sewer, storm sewer, and whether they are public or other. The other entry refers to private utilities maintained by the individual or a subdivision. Off-site improvements. The categories of off-site improvements consist of 1. The street, 2. The curb and gutter, 3. The sidewalk, 4. Any streetlights, and 5. The alley. The appraiser must describe the existence of any such off-site improvements, as well as whether such improvements are public or private. If streets or alleys are private, verification of legal access to the property will be required. Flood zone designation. The appraiser will identify if the property is located in a flood zone and reference a federal flood map to determine the property's status. Typical improvements. Under ideal circumstances, the site will have improvements that are typical of similar properties in the area. A site that is not typical will call for special attention by the underwriter. Adverse conditions. In this entry, the appraiser should describe any easements, encroachments, zoning problems, or other adverse or positive characteristics of the property being appraised. Improvements to the site. These improvements refer to the house and other structures on the property. General description. This portion provides information about the buildings on the site. If the improvements are proposed or under construction, the appraiser will review the blueprints and specifications and incorporate them into the appraisal. The appraiser must also indicate the architectural style. Note that traditional is not an acceptable architectural style and is therefore not an acceptable entry. The effective age of the property is the appraiser's opinion of age based upon the current condition of upgraded improvements. See the cost approach discussion. Foundation. The condition of the basement and cellar areas may add or reduce the total value of the property. This section must describe the following items as applicable: 1. Slab, 2. Crawl space, 3. Sump pump, 4. Dampness, 5. Settling of the foundation, 6. Infestation, and 7. The overall condition and finish of the basement. Exterior description. The appraiser must indicate the material type and condition of at least the following 6 exterior elements of the structure. 1. Foundation. 2. Exterior walls. 3. Roof surface. 4. Gutters and downspouts. 5. Window type. And 6. Storm sashes. Interior. The type and condition of the property's interior surfaces are described. The type and condition of the floors, walls, trim and finish, bath floor, bath wainscot, and doors are reported by the appraiser. A typical entry might be carpet/average. The rating of an item's condition as fair or poor may result in the lender making the loan contingent on the item being repaired or replaced. Attic. The attic is described, including the type of stairs, the condition of the floor, whether it is finished or unfinished, and heating. Heating/cooling. The property's heating system is described, type of heater, fuel used by heating unit, and unit's condition. Car storage. The car storage features are described by the appraiser, the number of cars it can accommodate, type, garage or carport, attached or detached, and evaluation of adequacy. When determining car storage, the garage size must only include the number of vehicles that can be removed from the garage without moving another. For example, a garage may have storage capacity for 3 vehicles. However, if one of the vehicles must be moved for the third one to exit the garage is a 2-car garage. It would be described as a 2-car garage with additional storage. Appliances. The appraiser must describe and evaluate the condition of the kitchen equipment. Items such as refrigerators, range/ovens, automatic trash disposal units, dishwashers, fans/hoods above the stove, compactors, washers, dryers, and microwave ovens are detailed. Finished area above grade. Note that above grade space is more valuable than basement space. The appraiser will determine the size of the finished area above grade in square feet. Additional features. Listed here would be energy efficient items such as double pane windows, high efficiency heating and cooling systems, and ceiling fans. Describe the condition of the property and physical deficiencies. Applicable improvements are evaluated as good, average, fair, or poor. Items listed as being in fair or poor condition will often result in lenders requiring repairs as a condition for loan approval. Does the property generally conform? Properties that do not conform to the neighborhood are problematic. The oddball home, such as an extremely contemporary design in a traditional neighborhood, is not desirable. Alternative building techniques such as earth berm, rammed earth, or underground construction may not be acceptable to the lender. Approaches to value. After gathering all necessary data on the neighborhood, site, and improvements, the appraiser is ready to begin the third major step in the valuation process, using some or all of the 3 approaches to value. These 3 methods are the sales comparison approach, the cost approach, and the income approach. As mentioned earlier, by using 3 different methods of estimating value, the appraiser can use the results obtained from each as a check against the others.